What is APSMCC and how it's the new standard? Once considered a nice-to-have, this certification is now a standard requirement for CPL holders at most European airlines. If you've been scouting job opportunities to join an airline as a first officer in the last few months at least, you might have noticed that more European carriers, like Ryanair, Wizz Air, Air France, or Swiss Airlines, are now requiring you to have an APSMCC certification, along with your CPL, Commercial Pilot License. What was an additional way to stand out in airline assessments some time ago has slowly become a standard for new pilots. Let's take a closer look at the APSMCC course. What is an APSMCC? APSMCC, or Airline Pilot Standard Multi-Crew Cooperation, is an enhanced version of the MCC, Multi-Crew Cooperation course. Both are an introduction, a foundation to airline operations, and multi-crew cooperation, with APSMCC being the enhanced version of the two. The idea is to prepare students for the final assessment and act as an introduction before type rating training. Essentially, it enhances their pilot competencies and knowledge of airline pilot standards. Why is it required? A growing number of airlines require applicants to have this certification because this preparation aligns directly with airline-specific procedures, reducing onboarding time while boosting safety and efficiency. While the course is not tied to any specific airline, the skills and scenarios covered are widely applicable across airline operations. Reasons airlines value APSMCC are: operational readiness. It places pilots in airline-style scenarios using jet simulators such as the Airbus A320 or Boeing 737. Training focuses on automation use, crew resource management, CRM, and high workload situations similar to everyday line flying. This helps reduce gaps that would otherwise need to be covered during type rating training. Safety and competency focus. The course includes structured assessments based on EASA competencies. It looks at leadership, decision-making, and threat and error management, helping pilots develop the skills airlines expect in a multi-crew cockpit. Airline hiring advantage. APSMCC signals that a pilot is better prepared for airline operations. For airlines, this means smoother onboarding, more consistent training standards, and an easier transition from training to line flying. APSMCC is essentially the next step after MCC, taking the basic multi-crew skills to an airline-ready level. To understand exactly what that means, let's compare APSMCC with the standard MCC course. Differences between MCC and APSMCC. Both courses focus on teamwork and communication. Both focus on procedures in a simulator environment, performed on an FSTD, flight simulator training device. But if the two are essentially the same, aim to prepare for multi-crew operations in commercial aviation, then what is the difference? Well, to put it in very simple terms, MCC teaches you how to work as a crew, while the APS course teaches you how to work as a crew in an airline-style environment. Foundations are the same, but it's a very different level of ambition. Take a look at the table to see the key differences between the two courses. The short version? MCC is the foundation course, answering the question of whether you can function effectively in a multi-crew cockpit. APSMCC goes a step further. It's the bridge to airline operations, preparing you to start type rating training with confidence, not panic. What does APSMCC cover? Like any other training, the course has a theoretical, self-study, and in-class part, and practical training. During the ground school phase, the course covers technical topics like flight management and FMS, flight management system, use, monitoring and cross-checking, task sharing, as well as normal, abnormal, and emergency operations. Soft skills like situational awareness, decision-making, leadership, and crew management are also covered in detail. For practical training, Students usually spend time in type-specific full-flight simulators, fixed-base simulators, FBS, or flight training devices, FTD, working on skills like conducting cockpit preparation and briefings, applying combinations of thrust and attitude that ensure a stable and safe flight, managing a much wider range of speed and thrust, practicing upset prevention, and many other skills required to operate a commercial airliner. It's important to note that while aviation organizations like EASA give indications for the course syllabus, it can slightly vary according to each training provider. How long is the course? A standalone APSM CC training takes around 20 days to complete. That's about 81 hours in total. When can you complete the course? The APSM CC course is designed for pilots who already hold a commercial pilot license. You can complete it in one of two ways: alongside your initial pilot training, for example, as part of an ATPL integrated program or an MPL course, or after modular training, if you've already earned your CPL separately, APSM CC becomes an additional certification you'll need before moving on to jet operations or type rating training. How to choose between MCC and APSMCC courses. If you already have your CPL in your pocket and are thinking which of the two courses to choose, or whether it's worth the cost, choosing the right multi-crew course depends on your career goals. If you want to strengthen multi-crew fundamentals first, standard MCC is enough. It covers core multi-crew cooperation, pilot flying, PF, and pilot monitoring, PM roles, and non-technical skills, giving you the essential teamwork and communication experience in a simulator environment. If you're aiming for airline operations soon, in this case, the APSMCC course is the clear choice. It builds on the MCC course foundations, but adds airline-style scenarios, advanced jet handling skills, and operational readiness, everything you need before starting type rating training. If you're also targeting a European airline, APSMCC is increasingly the expected standard. Next steps after the completion certificate. Once you've completed APSMCC, you're officially airline ready in terms of multi-crew skills and simulator experience. One common route is to apply directly to airlines for cadet programs or direct entry first officer positions. Many European carriers now expect APSMCC as part of their hiring requirements or view it as a strong advantage, so having the certificate can make your application stand out. Once hired, the airline usually sorts out your type rating training, meaning you'll continue directly into jet-specific training with the support and guidance of your new employer. Alternatively, some pilots choose to self-sponsor their type rating after APSMCC. This allows you to take the next step independently, booking type rating training with a flight school or training provider of your choice. Self-sponsoring gives flexibility in timing and aircraft type, but it comes with additional costs and requires careful planning to ensure you meet airline hiring requirements afterwards. In both paths, completing APSMCC first ensures you're fully prepared for the technical, procedural, and high workload demands of type rating training and airline operations. Bottom line, APSMCC equips pilots with the skills and confidence needed to operate in airline-style, multi-crew environments. Unlike standard MCC, it includes advanced jet handling, airline scenarios, and preparation for type rating, giving pilots a clear advantage when moving into airline operations. For CPL holders aiming for a European airline, APSMCC can open doors to direct entry or streamline self-sponsored type rating training. Completing the course ensures pilots are ready to transition smoothly into the cockpit and meet the expectations of airlines from day one. If you're planning your next step toward an airline career, our APSMCC course is designed to support that transition. You can explore the program details and apply directly on our website.